Well, Happy New Year's, everyone. Thank you for jumping on the first Mojo Call of 2023. So I was thinking about what to talk about today because, man, there's so many things to talk about. But I decided to just read a few quotes to give you some ideas of things to adopt or use as an additional mantra or two for 2023. First of all, the Facebook Live yesterday was great. Love the message from Angela Chrysler and Mr. Provenzano. And I love the slogan for the year, it's unstoppable. So I am going to talk about a few things here. I'm going to be all over the place, but I think it'll all tie together here to help us all out, to kick our new year off. So let's see here. Okay, what are you going to do in 2023 that you didn't do in 2022? All right. Now, I've learned in life and in business that in order to do something great, there has to be some sort of change or sacrifice to take place. Every time growth took place in my life or business, some type of change took place in my activity level. Let me give you an example. I remember early on in ACN when I was doing the business and I was talking to people and I was going through large numbers because they said go through large numbers. But one of the things I didn't do was I wasn't following up the way I should follow up. And I remember hearing it for the first time, and as soon as I started following up with people that I talked to over and over again, and I started to keep a chart. It was like almost every sixth or seventh person I talked to when I followed up, they got in the business. And so I made that change. And it impacted my business in a major, major, major way. And ever since that happened, I made a point to always follow up. I'll give you another example. I remember when I got exposed to personal development. You know, I was doing the business, and I wasn't moving the way I thought I could move. And someone said something about personal development and reading. And this, as soon as I started putting my mind into information to help me grow, it changed my mental makeup. It made me more patient. It made me more focused. It just changed everything. I'll tell you another thing that I had to change. A few years ago, I said, look, you know, I'm going to get back in shape. You know, I've been working the business hard and beating myself up and driving up and down the highway and eating all hours of the night. And I said, something's got to change. So I said, you know what? I got to cut out certain foods. I've got to exercise regularly. And for the first few months, it was pretty tough. Anytime you make a change like that, it's very difficult. But if you do it for an extended period of time, it can become a habit. And here's the deal. Once it became a habit, everything started to change. My energy level went up. My excitement level went up. I lost 30 or 40 pounds. I just was in better shape. I felt better about myself. And so here's the deal. We have two choices, guys. We can either change for the better and grow or stay the same and don't. That's pretty much it. But here's what I know. You must believe that you deserve huge success, all right? And you must ask for what you want. Now, you guys hear me talk about this thing all the time. I'm going to bring it up again. The 369 Project. I'm going to talk about this probably until the day I die because I live by this and I've seen it work by Nikola Tesla. And basically, it's about manifestation. One of my mantras this year is MAAM, massive action and manifestation. So you've got to ask for what it is that you want. You have to believe it. All right. You have to take the action, obviously, and it will come to you. But let's talk about the second quote that saw that I thought was pretty good, pretty cool. And it's by Henry Ford. It says, whatever you think you can or you can't, you are right. So true. All right, whatever you think you can or can't do, you are right. Now, how do you manifest? You manifest by movement, by doing. If you say it, if you believe it, and then you do it until, and sometimes you have to write it, all right, it will happen. But here's the deal. Faith without works is dead. You have to do something. You've got to take action. I remember in 2009, the beginning of 2009, right around this time, the beginning of the year, I said to myself, I am going to be an SVP this year. And I said it, and I said it over and over and over again, and I wrote it down, and I put it on my vision board, and I started believing it, and then the action took place, and then it happened. Whatever it is you're trying to accomplish, I will be an RD this year. I will be an RC, RVP, 200 customer point, 300 customer point champion. Whatever it is, guys, put it down, believe it, take the action, and it will come. You have that type of power. The third quote that I read was from Albert Einstein. He says, life is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you must keep moving. I love that. I'm going to say it again. Life is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you must keep moving, which means keep going or else you're sure to fall. All right? Look, there's going to be hiccups along the way here. There's going to be stuff that happens. All kind of crazy stuff happens, but you got to keep riding. You got to keep going. All right? Let's look at the next quote that I found. This is from Dr. Seuss, the great Dr. Seuss. He says, you'll never get bored when you try something new, and there is really no limit to what you can do. Is that sweet or what? There is really no limit to what you can do, meaning we can be, do, and have anything we want. Have you ever set your sights on something and accomplished it? We do it all the time, guys. We all have evidence of we can just like put something in the universe and it comes our way. Think about it. Every single one of you, when you got started in ACN, you said to yourself, oh, I'm going to be an ETL. I'm going to hit that position. And many of you hit it. Some of you said, I'm going to be an RD. And you hit that position. A few of you said, hey, I am going to be an RVP. And you pushed and you hit that position. Many of you said, I'm going to find my life partner in this life. And you've done that. So you have evidence. You have evidence that you have the power to manifest. You have evidence that you can put something out there, say that you're going to do it, focus on it, and get it done. So we can do the same thing here with ACN in 2023. Let's go to the next quote. And this is by Steve Harvey. I love those. He says, you're never too old to reinvent yourself. I'll say it again. You're never too old to reinvent yourself. Do you know how many people have to start over in life? I mean, it happens over and over and over again. Heck, everyone has to reinvent themselves in some way, shape, or form. Heck, ACN has reinvented itself so many times. Why can't we? If 2022 wasn't the best year for you, time to reinvent yourself. All right? Time to be the new and improved you. I'm going to tell you a story. So I remember early on in ACN when we were building the business and Angela and I decided to start a family, have kids. And so we had kids, but we had them back to back. We had Jacob in the beginning, and then we decided to have another kid immediately after. Little did we know that the next kid coming were twins. So we had three kids in diapers at one time. And it was really tough, man. It was so busy and trying because, you know, people had different sleeping patterns, and it was like 3-on-2, so we had to play zone defense, right? So I took some time. I didn't work the ACN business the way I normally worked it because I had to help Angela out. So basically from 2002 to 2005, somewhere around there, I wasn't working the business hard. And I had already reached the top position of the company called Regional Vice President. Lo and behold, company added a new position called SVP, Senior Vice President. And we both looked at each other, and we both realized that, hey, you know, we could probably use that bump in pay. That would be great. I mean, don't get me wrong. Life was great. But, you know, why don't we go for it? I said, hey, I'm going to put my head down here and come back and just work the business. And, you know, it's so funny. At that time, I had to reinvent myself. I had to be a different person. And the company's doing the same thing now by adding SVP Platinum. All right. So sometimes you just, you know, just got to reinvent yourself. You can start over again. It's, you know, it's no big deal. It's a new year, new beginnings. You know, let's be the best versions of ourselves that we can possibly be by reinventing ourselves. All right, let's go to the next quote. Never underestimate the power you have to take your life in a new direction. I love that. So basically it means that you're in control. New year, new opportunities, new choices, new people, new attitude. All right, I'm about to do something big. All right, I will be an RVP. I will be an RD. I will be a 200 customer champion, 400 customer champion, whatever it is. It's brand new. It's new. It's you. All right, the next quote is by Mike Dooley. It says, life's not about expecting, hoping, and wishing, but it's about doing, being, and becoming. That is awesome. Be, do, have. It's the doing part that holds people back from greatness, guys. Look, we are one simple decision away from doing something great, and I believe that 2023 will be the year. We have a ton of breakouts in this organization. So the last quote I wanted to share with you guys is by E.E. Cummings, and this is the best. It says, it takes courage to grow up and become who you really are. I'm going to say it again. It takes courage to grow up and become who you really are. How many of you know how powerful you really are? You are powerful with unlimited opportunities. God made you in his image. So that means that you're a god or goddess. You're a winner. You're great. Now go get what you deserve, which is freedom. Happy Tuesday. Happy New Year. Have a great day.